Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Margaret Paul, and I'm very pleased to be here with you to talk about your personal source of love and truth. So I will be talking about how to access this source, and about halfway through the seminar, I'll take a couple minutes to explain to you what we offer you for support. You don't have to buy from us to get great value out of your class this evening. So let's talk about what your personal source of love and truth is. I'd like you to each take a moment to think about, what do you believe about spirit or God or guidance? What is your personal belief system about that? Because that's, of course, very, very important in terms of accessing that source. So just take a moment and think about, what is your belief system about what is beyond your limited mind? Just think about that for a moment. And what I'd like to do is share with you a bit about my own journey towards connection with my source of guidance. I was brought up in a home that really, I had no religious background at all. My grandmother had a very judgmental God. My parents were atheists. My grandmother lived with us, so there was kind of a battle for me. I was an only child, and there was a battle for me as to what I would believe, and I really didn't, I wasn't at all drawn to my grandmother's God because I didn't see where having a judgmental God was going to be helpful to anybody. I didn't particularly like my grandmother. She was very judgmental. And I really didn't see that my parents' lifestyle worked for them either. They didn't seem to be very happy. They were angry and distant and not very tuned in. So I wasn't drawn to either of their way. And I was a very spiritual little girl, and I put a lid on it all because, you know, when you're a kid, you want to be a part of the tribe. You want to fit in with your family. So I kind of put a lid on it. I had some very early experiences when I was very young of experiencing spirit, but I never told anybody, and I just put a lid on it. And then in my early 20s, I was pretty unhappy, and I started to do a search to try and find that connection. I had a sense that there was something beyond my limited mind, but I didn't know how to access it. I had had a lot of therapy, and I was continuing to have a lot of therapy because I was not a happy person. And the therapists that I went to were not spiritual people and did nothing to help me to tune into that. And so it took me a long time, the search that I went on. It really wasn't until I met Erica, who's the co-creator of Inner Bonding, and together we created the Inner Bonding process, that I started to learn how to access something that I knew was there. I had no real defined sense of what that something was, but I had had experiences of feeling such a deep love in my heart at times, especially for my kids. And at times I felt a sense of oneness, and at times I felt a sense of guidance. But it would just sort of happen, and I didn't know how to make it happen. And I went to meditation groups, and I had a guru, and just all kinds of things. But I never really got, until Inner Bonding, how to access that guidance at will. And this is such a gift that Inner Bonding has given me and can give you, is to understand how to access that guidance at will. Now, for me personally, guidance is spirit. It's everywhere, because I was never brought up that God was this, you know, judgmental man in the sky, or was a person. I could never even conceptualize God as a human being, as a person. And so for me, God is spirit, which, you know, in the Bible, John says God is love, God is spirit. I came to understand that God is within us and God is all around us. And so for me, the word God does not mean a being. To me, the word God means love. It means peace. It means joy. It means truth. It means wisdom and guidance, and that it's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. There's nowhere where it's not. It's in the rock and the trees. It's in my every breath. And it's something that is always here for me. It's the intelligence, the power of the universe, the creativity of the universe. So that's just my own concept, and I certainly respect anybody else's concept. I think all concepts, as long as they serve you well, are helpful. As I said, as long as they serve you well. If they're not serving you well, then your concept is not going to be at all helpful to you. And if the word God doesn't work for you, then change it. Change it to love. Change it to nature. Change it to spirit. Change it to your own higher self. Change it to your higher soul. Change it to whatever. Whatever it is that works for you. What I know is that there is intelligence. There's a higher mind that's beyond our wounded ego limited mind. It's not a programmed mind. Our wounded self is a programmed mind. It's got tons of beliefs in it. And we had to develop this wounded self as part of our survival. We had to figure out how to feel okay and be okay and have some control over things. But that wounded self in all of us, that ego wounded self, is very limited to the beliefs that have been programmed in us. And it's also limited to the fact that we brought this part into being in order to try and have some control. And the real issue here is that intent is central to being able to access your guidance. Because guidance that's here for all of us, it's a neutral guidance. It's not something that decides, oh, you've been good today, so I'll you know, be here for you, and this one's been bad, so I won't. It's like the sun. It shines on everybody. It's like the breath. It's there for everybody. It's always there. But in order for us to access it, we have to raise our frequency, because that source of intelligence exists at a higher frequency than we exist at, and certainly a much higher frequency than our programmed, wounded ego self. So when our intention, and this is what's so vital about connecting with spirit, when our intention is to control, that automatically closes our heart. The minute we want to control anything, our feelings, other people, their feelings, their actions, the outcome of things, whenever we're trying to control, our heart automatically closes. We shut off that beautiful energy of spirit, and we lower our frequency so much that we cannot access that wisdom, that guidance that we need so much. When we choose the intention to learn about loving ourselves, and of course also loving others, but it's primarily loving ourselves, because what's loving to us is also loving to everyone else. So when the intention is to learn to love yourself, that intention opens the heart, it opens the mind, inflows this beautiful, loving, vital, alive energy that empowers you and impassions you. And so intention, understanding intention, understanding that you have a choice of intention at every given moment, is what's so vital here. This is what changed my life, is recognizing that it's my intention that determines whether or not I can connect with my spiritual guidance. And I know that any time I cannot connect, my intention is to control, I need to stop, I need to do an inner bonding process, I need to go in and say, okay, what am I trying to control? What am I afraid of? Is there something I'm afraid to feel? or do I think I can control somebody else or the outcome? Am I invested in something? And when I get what I'm trying to control, I can release it and move back into that intention to learn, and then I can connect with my spiritual guidance. Now, for me, it took quite a while before I trusted that that guidance was accurate and that it was there and that it was always going to be there. I had to test it, and I tested it over and over again. I would hear what I thought was my guidance, and I would consciously not do what my guidance was telling me to do. And over again, I found that if I did not listen, bad things happened. Things did not come out as well. And over, I discovered that when I did listen to that quiet voice, it's not a big booming voice. Sometimes it's not even a voice. Sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes it's an image. Sometimes it's a dream. It can come in many different ways. But when I listened to it, that's when things worked out well, and sometimes really amazing and profound things that actually saved my life. So I had to test, and I think everybody has to test. This is not something that I could just believe in. I had to know, and the only way that I could know was to test it out, to sometimes do what I was being guided to do and see what happens, and sometimes not do it and see what happens. So now at this point, since I've been doing this for so long, I don't test anymore. I listen. I know that my guidance knows what it's talking about, that it's always here, and I don't even bother questioning it anymore because I've had so much experience with testing it out. Now, I have to say to all of you, I am not particularly talented. I mean, I wasn't born like psychic or talented or anything like that. Anybody can learn to do this. At this point, because I've been practicing it so long, I'm in touch with my guidance most of the time. And when I work with people, I'm in touch with their guidance. And, I mean, that it's just there. It's there when your frequency is high enough. And when you practice being in the intention to learn and you test it out long enough, you really get, you are never alone. This guidance is always, always here. And I never feel alone anymore. I used to feel alone all the time, and I never feel alone anymore. Now, there's a couple of books that I think have been extremely helpful in helping people to believe and accept that there is guidance. One of them is by Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor. Many of you may have read My Stroke of Insight. I think it's a wonderful book, and you can see her on YouTube. And that I found that very helpful, as well as Dr. Bruce Lipton, The Biology of Belief. You can also see him on YouTube. I found both of those books very, very helpful in understanding the intelligence that is spirit, that is always here for us. So I'd like to talk for a minute about what it's like to experience spirit. For me, it's a feeling of lightness, a feeling of joy, a feeling of fullness in my being. The emptiness goes away. My heart feels full. I feel, you know, a feeling of well-being and gratitude and love for people. I can walk into a market and just feel this sense of love for people. There's a sense of oneness. That's what happens when your heart is really open and the energy of spirit is pouring into you, enlivening your being. When I don't feel that way, I know I'm not connected. I know that I've gone into my ego-wounded self, and there's something to explore, to let go of, to release, and get back into that connection. And that's where the inner bonding process comes in for me, because if I feel anything other than that joy and lightness of being, then I go inside and I learn, I explore, I do the six steps of inner bonding to discover what beliefs, what's gotten triggered, are there some old feelings that need to be cleared out and released, what do I need to learn, and what is the truth that I need to embrace now. So if you haven't been learning and practicing inner bonding, I really suggest you take our free course, on our website and start to learn and practice this process because it is incredibly powerful. So people often ask me, how do you know when it's your guidance that you're hearing? And this is a very, very important question. Guidance never advises you about things that create fear. That's what your wounded self does. Your wounded self is constantly thinking it knows everything, and it will tell you things that create a lot of fear. It's my experience that guidance never, ever does that. So my checkpoint is my feelings. If I hear something from my guidance, I check in, how does that feel inside? Does it feel right? Does it feel good? Does it feel truthful? Sometimes I'll get goosebumps that lets me know that what I'm hearing is the truth. But if what I'm hearing feels scary, makes me feel bad, makes me feel anxious or depressed, I know that's my wounded self. Because we have a part of our soul is deep inside of us and communicates with us through our feelings. And the rest of our soul is all around us, within us and all around us, and communicates with us through thought and images, dreams, lots of ways. And so when I get a thought, I check in with my feelings. This is like a double check system, because my feelings are my inner guidance letting me know whether this thought is coming from my higher guidance, my higher mind, or whether this thought is coming from my wounded mind. And so that's why inner bonding embraces our feelings. Step one, what am I feeling? It really is so vitally important not to do anything to avoid or numb your feelings. That's why it's so dismaying to me that so many people want to avoid their feelings and they want to take drugs to numb their feelings, because our feelings are our inner guidance. We need these feelings to let us know whether we're operating out of lies or we're operating out of the truth. Okay, I'm going to share with you just a few of the things that are available to you to support your learning and healing process, and then I'll go on to take some questions from people that are on the phone. There's quite a few of you now that are on the phone, and also many of you have written in, and I will be answering as many questions as I can. So the first thing that I'd like to tell you is that I have a weekly phone support group. And the next one actually starts tomorrow night, and we have a couple of openings. There's a lot of people that are just coming back from vacation, and their kids are in school, so they'll be joining the next group. But we have a couple openings for this group. And this is a way to get one-on-one work with me. There's only a maximum of 8 people in the group for an hour and a half. It's $50 for the hour and a half session. Generally, everybody gets a chance to work. So you get the benefit of doing work with me one-on-one, and you get the benefit of hearing me work with the other people in the group. So it's far less expensive than one-on-one sessions with me, and you receive enormous benefit in a very loving and supportive and healing environment. So if you're interested in joining the group tomorrow evening, it starts at it's from 3 to 4:30 Pacific time. And so that's a 6 to 7:30 Eastern time. Please email innerbonding at innerbonding.com and let Valerie know, our assistant, or you can call at 1-888-6-INNERBOND, 888-6-INNERBOND, and let her know. Or you can email me, margaret@innerbonding.com. And let me know if you're interested in the group. So a number of other things that we offer. We have an intimate relationship toolbox at innerbonding.com, and the first 2 weeks are free. And this is a wonderful 12-week e-course where you get another part of it each week. And it's wonderful to go through by yourself if you're looking for a relationship, or with a partner if you want to deepen or heal some problems in your relationship. It's a really, really good relationship course. And then we also have Dr. Margaret Paul's permanent weight loss course, which is also a 12-week e-course, and you also get the first 2 weeks free. you can access these at innerbonding.com. And we have SelfQuest, which is a one-of-a-kind program. There is nothing like this program in the world. It teaches inner bonding in a very, very deep way. We have now lowered the price to $5.97 for the entire program, or you can buy it in modules. And the first module is $197, the second is $297, and the third is $197. And so for those of you that can't afford to buy it all at once, you might want to buy it in modules. And the feedback from SelfQuest has just been phenomenal. This is an amazing way to learn inner bonding. We have a membership site with a sliding scale, depending on the benefits, starting from $9.95 a month to $49.95 a month. And this is an incredibly compassionate community with an enormous amount of support. I do individual and conjoint sessions on the phone, as do other facilitators. And I do 5-day intensives for 12 people, and the next one is mid-October. You can also email us about that one. And, of course, I do free webinars like this one. So any information, 888-6-INNER-BOND or innerbonding at innerbonding.com. Okay, so if anybody would like to ask a question and do some work with me, it's very safe. You will not get hurt. You will get a sense of what it's like to do a little bit of inner bonding. And I can be of help to you, and other people can see what it's like, because everybody gets helped when one person gets help. So if you would like to ask a question, you can unmute yourself by pressing star 7. Star 6 mutes and star 7 unmutes. So if you have the courage and you'd like to do a little bit of work with me, you can press star 7. And until then, is there somebody that would like to do some work with me?
I would. My name
yes,
is
go
Gabriel.
Ahead. What?
My name is Gabriel.
Hi, Gabriel. How can I help you?
Well, regarding feelings, thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
It confuses me a bit. When you talk about, or I'm not sure, when I'm supposed to trust my feelings and when not. You talked about...
Well, all feelings are trustworthy, but they have different information for us. Feelings are completely 100% trustworthy. However, there's two kinds of feelings. Our feelings of anxiety and depression and guilt and shame and anger and jealousy, these are called wounded feelings. And these feelings let you know that your wounded self is in charge, that you're telling yourself lies, that you're treating yourself unlovingly, that you're abandoning yourself, that you're off course, you're not in alignment with what's in your highest good.
So go ahead.
Yeah, and so then the other kind of feelings are core feelings, which are feelings such as loneliness and heartbreak and grief and heartache. And these are feelings of life, and these feelings let you know also a lot of information, that perhaps somebody else is being unloving to you, that somebody, is closed. And so these also are giving you a lot of information.
So can I give you an example?
Sure.
I'd like to give you an example. So I invited somebody to take a look at a cabin that I had finished. He's a married man, and in the last 9 years, I've had business dealings with him. But I've also shared at times personal information with him. And this time when I invited him to take a look at this cabin, because he sends me guests at times, I thought this is purely, I'm thinking strictly business. So I invited him to take a look at this new cabin I have had built. However, he said he would come and take a look, or he would try, and but he didn't show up. And I knew when he said that he would try, from everything that I have learned, trying, when someone says, I will try, it's setting him or herself up to fail. So first of all, I didn't share that with him, that my thought.
Okay, honey, you're going to have to make it a little bit shorter because there's other people. So
okay,
I'm
okay,
not clear
well,
what your question is.
Well, my question is, so I felt guilty, basically, of inviting him to come and take a look. Afterwards, I felt guilty.
Okay, so guilt is one of those, guilt is one of those feelings that comes from the wounded self. And guilt is letting you know that there's something you're telling yourself that's not true, that's not accurate.
That's right. And so people say, listen to your heart and speak your heart and follow your heart. And yet, I can't do that because he's a married man. So really, when I talk to myself saying, okay, it's business only, I think really what I'm doing is lying to myself.
Yeah, it sounds
is
like that,
that is
you're
that
not
what,
being
what,
truthful. Yeah.
Is that, what, that, that why this guilt feeling comes up?
Yes, that's right, because you're not being honest with yourself. You're telling yourself this is business, but obviously you have some feelings for him, but it's not an integrity for you to be, you know, reaching out in some way to a married man.
Correct. Correct.
And so you're going against, you know, the integrity of your soul when you do that.
Right.
And that's making you feel bad.
And distancing myself from him is indeed actually also going against the integrity because it's not following my heart. So it's like a vicious circle.
No, you see, you know, this is more complicated than we can get into right here. But, you know, there's more to what's going on in your heart than we can talk about right now.
Okay.
I would suggest that you do some inner bonding work on this because I think you're making this man responsible for something about you that you need to be taking responsibility for. And I'm not sure that you really know what your heart is saying because you think it's saying something about him, but it may be, it's very likely that your heart is saying about what your inner child needs from you that she's not getting from you. And very often we think that our heart is about somebody else when it's really about what we need to be bringing into ourselves, the kind of love and attention and compassion and caring that we need to be giving ourselves.
Okay.
And so, you know, these are all things that when we learn to go to our guidance and say, what is truly in my highest good? That's the kind of question to ask. What is in my highest good? It's very likely if you asked your guidance that question, it would not be to be pursuing this married man. It would be to be learning to give yourself something that you're likely not giving yourself at this time. Does that make some sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to take a question that somebody wrote in. I think I answered this. It says, do you have a non-God version of loving oneself? Do you have an alternative source of inner love? It can be anything. It doesn't have, you know, as I said, it doesn't have to be God. It can be whatever you want to turn to beyond your ego mind. That's the important thing. Is there's love everywhere. There's love. I mean, there's no place there isn't. It's just that you have to move into an intention. I've worked with many people who had no spiritual belief system at all. But when they were willing to, like, ask the air, what is in my highest good, they start to receive answers. And they don't care where the answers are coming from. They have no concept of God or spirit. But they do start to receive answers when their intention is to learn. So whatever that alternative source is for you, that's fine. It doesn't have to come in any particular form. Okay. Is there anybody else online who would like to ask me a question?
Hello.
Okay. Yes.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How can I help you?
Well, I've actually belonged to the inner bonding for a while, and this is my first phone call because I've been busy.
Okay, great. Welcome.
Thank you. And I haven't been taking care of myself.
Uh-huh.
So I really haven't read much on inner bonding, and I heard you say something that you can learn the 6 steps of it online. Is that correct?
Well, we have a free course. Have you taken the free course?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that's the first thing I suggest is go to innerbonding.com and click on the link for the free course.
Okay.
That. Yes, that's a free 7-day e-course.
Oh,
and over
okay.
7 days, you'll be receiving it in your email.
You know, I think I probably was, and I just have not taken the time to do it. I just got divorced, and I'm having a very difficult time. My anxieties and my fears, you know, I'm anxious all the time. I have headaches, sweating, not sleeping.
Well, honey, all of these symptoms are letting you know that, yes, indeed, you're needing to adopt that little girl inside who's your feeling self. You need to start to take responsibility for those feelings, because all of these symptoms are letting you know that you're not. And I really want to suggest that you take the free course, but I also want to suggest that you get some facilitation. Many of you may know that on our membership site, if you join at the gold level, which is $29.95 a month, you get 6 free sessions with a facilitator in training as part of your membership if you can't afford regular sessions. But I really want to suggest during this very hard time for you that you get some help, get some inner bonding facilitation to get you going in the process.
Oh, I wasn't
because
aware. I think I'm.
Be...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I think I'm paying like $50 a month or something.
Well, then you get you're a platinum member and you get the 6 free sessions.
Oh, okay. So that would be on one of my emails or something.
You could just email me at margaretinnerbonding.com. Yes, you did get an email on it, but you can email me and ask for a referral, and I will refer you for a facilitator in training.
Oh, okay. That would be great because I'm really having a hard time.
Yes.
Okay.
That is one of the benefits.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Here's a question. My personality is pretty effervescent, cheery, smiling. I know some of this is for positive reactions from people. Is inner bonding saying that I need to drop this part of me? No, absolutely not. It sounds like that this is a wonderful part of you. It's just that when your intention is to get, you know, other people's approval, you might not enjoy this part of you as much as if you're being this part of you just as an expression of yourself. I mean, if you've got an effervescent, cheery, smiling personality, great. Enjoy it. Express it. Be it to the fullest. But when you allow yourself to use it to control how other people feel, it's just not going to feel as good to you. Okay, is there anybody else online that would like to ask me anything? Anybody else on the phone?
Yes, I would.
Okay, what's your name, honey?
Seanette.
Seanette?
Seanette, yes.
Seanette. Okay, how can I help you, Seanette?
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Hi. my question is, I feel like, and I like that you said intentions and adopt the inner child. I feel like my intention is to keep my inner child safe, but I've built walls, and I'm like really afraid to give of my true self and my pure self because I've been taken advantage of and certain things happen at such a young age. So now as an adult, like what is the, I don't even know how to wrap my head around like kind of like being comfortable with naturally expressing myself and connecting with people because I've been hurt. One thing I wanted to do.
Honey, I understand that. I understand the big challenge of letting yourself be yourself when you've been so hurt. And this is where learning and practicing inner bonding comes in, because in order for you to take the risk of really being open and vulnerable and letting yourself be who you are, your little girl needs to know that you, as a loving adult, know how to take care of her in the face of other people's rejection or other people's meanness or other people being hurtful. I mean, unfortunately, we do live in a world where people can be very hurtful. And if you don't know how to take care of yourself in the face of people being hurtful, if you're just going to collapse or take it personally or get really hurt by it, then of course you're not going to allow yourself to be vulnerable and be out there. And so part of inner bonding, a major part of inner bonding, is developing your loving adult self who really does know, like if you had an actual child, if you could imagine if you have an actual child and somebody comes up and is mean, rejecting, unloving to that child, what would you do if you really loved and adored this child? What would you do to stand up for this child and make this child feel safe other than putting the child in a cage, putting her in a box, and not letting her out? What would you do?
Right. I would say something.
That's right. See, people, you know, almost always they say, well, yeah, I would, you know, I would speak up. I wouldn't let anybody treat her badly. I would take her out of that environment. That's what you need to learn to do for yourself.
Okay.
And once you really practice doing that, then you feel safe to have your heart open and to be who you are and to take care of yourself in the face of people being hurtful. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Margaret.
And so, yeah, I want to really encourage you to learn and practice inner bonding because that's the practice that develops the loving adult.
Okay.
It's a practice. It's like exercise develops your muscles. Doing inner bonding develops the muscle of the loving adult.
Okay.
And at some point, you start to feel safe.
Okay. And I guess that's where the letting go of control business happens.
Well, you know, you don't just let go of control. You let go of control as you develop the power of the loving adult. The loving adult is who we are when we're connected with the power of our spiritual guidance. And so the more you practice that, the more you develop that connection, the more you become the loving adult, the more power you have, the safer you feel to be who you are, knowing that you can take care of yourself.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, honey?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So I'm going to take another question that somebody wrote in. This is from Adrian in Paris. She says, love, I give it wholeheartedly and without any limits, and it seems that when others are tough and not giving as much, they get more appreciation than I do. I am confused. When I feel I'm giving and selfless, it is not only not valued, it is even dismissed, misunderstood, and judged. Okay, this is actually a very important question because the problem is, Adrian, is that love has to start with loving yourself first. You're being very external. You're looking at love as what you give to others, and then you're expecting others to give it to you. And so you're giving to get something back, and that doesn't work. I assure you that if you learn to bring love into yourself, if you learn to take responsibility for your own feelings of happiness and worth, and you learn to define your own worth, and you learn to take action in your own behalf, then the love that you share with others will be greatly appreciated. But even if it's not, it's fine, because you're doing it from a full heart, not to get something back. Other people are a mirror of how we treat ourselves. And if you're being selfless, then you're not actually valuing yourself. And then you wonder why you're not being valued by others. Being selfless is not what inner bonding is about. Inner bonding is about being self-responsible, valuing yourself deeply, getting to know your true essence, getting to take loving care of your feelings and your needs so that you're deeply valuing yourself. And then when you share your love with others, they get how much you value yourself, and they will value you most of the time in return. Okay, is there anybody else online that would like to ask me a question? Okay, I've got more questions here. Let's see. I am deeply intuitive and spiritual. This is from Jean in Kuwait. I am deeply intuitive and spiritual. I sometimes get clear insights, and they can be spot on target sometimes, especially if they came during a moment when I wasn't trying to think too hard. See, of course, when you're not thinking too hard, you're not in your left brain mind, and then you have access to spirit. At other times, I'm not sure how I'm feeling. The intensity of my emotions probably numb them out of fear. How would you suggest developing and strengthening this inner voice part of myself, which is sometimes definite, but other times muted, scared, and silenced? This confusion builds to the point where I cannot always identify which of my inner conflicting voices represents my wounded child or the voice that comes to express my deepest needs. What might that self-protective mechanism happen? When might that self-protective mechanism happen, and how can I become healthier? Healthier would mean align with my inner truth. So this is when you practice inner bonding. You're asking what to do to get the clear insights. Inner bonding is a very definitive six-step process. If you practice these six steps throughout the day, you will certainly begin to notice the difference between this, you know, the emotional, fearful, wounded part of yourself, the part that reacts with fear to scary situations and closes your heart and cuts you off from that insightful guidance. And you will notice that as you practice inner bonding and you develop that loving adult self, you don't get so triggered. You don't get so scared. You don't shut down so much because you're staying more in connection with that loving presence of your guidance and knowing how to take care of yourself. So really you're asking, how can you do this? Inner bonding is an amazing process for developing that spiritual connection that you're wanting, that you have when you're open to learning, and that you lose when your intention is to protect. And, you know, this is the key, is really becoming aware of your intention. And this is very much what inner bonding does, is it helps you to become aware of your intention and be able to make a choice. So we have just a couple more minutes. Is there anybody else online who would like to ask me a question? Because I do have a couple more questions here that people wrote in. Let's see. This is Jan from Dublin. How do I unlearn the many disappointments I've had and stay open and believing in goodness and purity? You know, Jan, we've all had many, many disappointments. We have deep heartbreak. Most of us, from the time we're little, we have many, many experiences of heartbreak, of not being loved, of people not coming through for us. And, I mean, of course, with the work that I do, you know, all the people that I work with have that deep heartbreak and disappointments. And when you open to learning about loving yourself and you learn about the goodness and purity within you, your own essence, and you learn to take loving care of yourself, that's when you will be able to stay open to others. And you will even be able to discern those people who are willing to be open-hearted and those people who operate from a closed heart. It's actually not very difficult. Once you practice inner bonding long enough and you're able to keep your own heart open, it's not very hard to discern which people are safe to be around, who operate from an open heart and from their true loving, caring, you know, essentially good essence, and those people who have closed their heart and are out of touch with their beautiful essence and are operating out of their wounded self. When people are operating out of their wounded self, they are not trustworthy. And it becomes very important to discern where people are operating from. But first you have to get to that place yourself. You have to do the inner bonding work so that you know how to keep your heart open, so that you're giving yourself the love that you didn't get, that, you know, that you're not continuing to let yourself down and disappoint yourself in the ways that other people did in the past. And when you practice inner bonding long enough and you learn how to do this, I assure you that you will start to feel so much safer. I mean, yes, I can't say that nobody's ever going to disappoint you, but certainly you're going to feel so much safer because you're going to be able to discern who operates from an open or a closed heart. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me. This has been recorded, and it will be available on our website. Everybody who's registered will get an email about how to access this webinar. And I'm going to unmute so that I can say goodnight to everybody who's online right now. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining me.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.